door to door. Let's put our hands together, our Father, in the name of Jesus. Today, we receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. We receive healings for our bodies, for our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors. Today, we receive it all. We receive it all. And we are healed. We are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 28, we are looking at faith and healing. Faith and healing. Glory to God. Matthew 28, verses 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore," hope this is working. Right? "Go therefore, make disciples of every nation." He says, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." He says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." He says, "And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, "Go make disciples." Now, that word, we'll be looking at the word "make disciples." We say that one is from the word "matitio," right? "Matitio," a word which means to raise, the way you raise a pupil in a citadel of learning, how you raise an apprentice, hallelujah, to becoming a master, to becoming a boss, to becoming a scholar, to becoming a professor. Now it says, "Go raise disciples that way. Go make men." That's what it means. Make men, students of the world. Go make men. And we saw in chapter 27, verse 66, that we saw a rich man, right? A rich man called Joseph from Arimathea. He was made a disciple. Hallelujah. Was made a disciple. Rich man. In Matthew 13, we find the scribes called disciples. Describes. So, Acts of Apostles, chapter, that should be chapter, let's rush down there to chapter 6. Acts of Apostles, chapter 6. Acts of Apostles, chapter 6. Is it verse 7? "And the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and great many of the priests were obedient to the faith." When you have priests here, we're not just referring to reverend fathers.
No.
When you say priests here, you're referring mostly to those of the Levites. Now, the priesthood here was not, they were not Christians. Hallelujah. They were from Levites. So it's a many of the priests. The priest who is who we can view today as the custodian of their custom, of the custom tradition of Moses. So it was like a custodian of the Jewish tradition. So the priest, who you will call Balis in the Yoruba land today, who you will call the Onus in the Igbo land, you know, things like that. Hallelujah. So we have such men becoming disciples. We have the rich men. We have priests, right? Who did Jesus make disciples? Well, Peter, who was a fisherman, right? We have the tax collector, we have, you know, people from different walks of life, irrespective of your professional affiliation. Was a tax collector, maybe he's a chartered, is like a chartered accountant, hallelujah. So we have professionals in their different fields, right? Professionals in their different fields, becoming disciples. Someone like Luke. Luke is a physician, right, Polemi? He's a physician. He made a disciple. Look at someone like Paul. Do you know what I mean? Paul was a professional in his field. I follow him in his field. And he was made a disciple. Meaning, the discipleship, I want you to get it. There is nothing like I am, you know, there are some people, I know there are some people in their churches or in their places who graduate from discipleship class. And well, why am I not a disciple? Am I a member? No. Christianity, the core of this of Christianity is discipleship. Are you hearing me? We are disciples.
There is no graduation from discipleship. There is no graduation. You don't wear a robe and say, I'm God, what is happening? You kick out. You close the streets. What are you doing? I have graduated from being a disciple. To what?
You know,
what?
Maybe while I was still very younger, we really do believe that I was in the end 2000s, I was in 2003, another time. Now, we usually have this belief that you graduate from being a disciple to becoming an apostle. That the disciples graduated from being a disciple to an apostle. No, there's the disciples. Hallelujah. There's the disciples. No apostles. And the word for apostle is a word that means, is a word that is synonymous with the word servant, a messenger. I follow you, servant. And that is a ministry function, a ministry deed. Hallelujah. But they were still disciples. Hallelujah. Paul will call Timothy a disciple. Timothy a disciple. Yet Timothy was a pastor's pastor. I follow you. I believe it was still yet a pastor's pastor. So discipleship cut across every walk of life. You don't say, I am now a professor in English. I can't be a disciple. You are at the moment you're born again. So in Christianity, everyone is made a disciple. Are you following me? Everyone is made a disciple. Back to Matthew 28. It is teaching them, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now we said, we've looked at that word, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean you'll be baptized, we also do have this funny notion that when you get born again, you are born into the name of Jesus, then you don't need to be born into the name of the Spirit, and that is the Holy Ghost baptism. So we will wait for that. We were waiting and chilling for it. I remember years back, I needed to speak in tongues. I wanted to speak in tongues, but I couldn't speak in tongues. So, there were a lot of seminars around. That was quite before, and 2000 or before then. So, I guess I listened to a message. I don't like talking about 99 or all those years. I don't even believe to notice that. Hallelujah. Although in my primary school, I was preaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Very young, but I was using, I did a lot of funny things. I don't remember my primary school days. Hallelujah. So, the days of ignorance, the Lord overlooks. Hallelujah. So, I happened to attend one meeting that was actually meant for leaders in church. I wasn't part of the youth fellowship then, but I attended a youth fellowship meeting. They couldn't kick me out because they felt I was a small boy that came with my uncle and auntie. I was going to be small, kicking me. So I'm just listening to what you're saying because I'm only speaking tongues. I'm speaking tongues badly. So I heard what the guy was saying. I can't remember his name. And he said something along the line of speaking in tongues, and answer, he said, you need to wait. There's a point where you get wind of it. So then if you come meeting and you talk about you know, I'm praying, I'm waiting. No one is going to hit me. Hallelujah. Until I got a vote of King against material, and I saw that, wow, I've been waiting in vain, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just heard all those years were just in vain. At a point, I thought it came, and then I was speaking one tongue. Baba. And I have to pray long. Oh, bow. But the light came. Hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So, most people think you get there, at the end of your life, you'll not be baptized into the name of the Father. But those things are useless. They're useless. Glory to God. Why is that useless? Because once you're born again, you are saved. Glory to God. So we looked at that word baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We said Jesus was referring to water baptism.
right? He was referring to what? Believing the gospel when preached. Hallelujah. That is called the baptism. Looking at it from Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He sent them and came and he said to them, go preach the gospel, right? To every Christian. He said, he who believes that he is baptized. So that baptism is believing when the gospel is preached. Are you following me? Hallelujah. When the gospel is preached. Now, I will say that becomes the entry point to being a disciple. Entry point of being a disciple. We will be having a discipleship seminar. That should be in by first week of July. So, yet another opportunity to look at these things again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, that becomes the entry point. Then verse 20, and I went ahead to say, tell us how discipleship itself will be carried out. That is, the act of training, the act of raising scholars. It tells us how it will be carried out. It says, baptizing them. It says, teaching them, rather, to observe. So, teaching becomes the primary meeting of believers when we gather, right? Teaching them, as we're doing now, to observe all things that I've commanded thee. And it says, take note of that word, lo, I am with you. That word, I am, is what we've been looking at, right? In this series, or in this teaching. I am with you. Now, it says, lo, that is, see, I am with you. Now, that word, I am, we said, is the word, ego emi, in the Greek. Ego emi, E-G-O-E-I-M-I. Ego emi in the Greek. We say that word is a verb. Ego emi is a verb that is also a proper name. Is a proper name. Is a verb that is, let me put it this way, is a verb that is a noun. Is a verb that is a real name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is a real name. Is a name reserved for God. Is God's name. I am. Remember when Moses was in the bush and God got to him. He asked and spoke to him. And Moses replied, he said, who would I tell them? He said, tell them I am. Did you see that? I am. That is his name. A proper name. I am, he said to him. And with that name, I am, that word I am, Eyakasaiha in the Hebrew, is a word that it means I am, I is, and I will be. Hallelujah. I am, I is, or sorry, I was, I is, and I will be. Hallelujah. That is to say, is a self-existing God. Glory to God. So, you know, some people think they are God is out there for them. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people think so, but no. Amen. It says, I was, I am, and I will be. That is the word. That is to say, when it says I will be, it means I will become a man. That's what it's talking about. I will be a man. That is the word Yahweh, Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Yahweh. That word Yahweh, Yahuwah, it has, there's a whole lot of, what is the reason? Because the Hebrew writer has been put a vowel to the name. It's YHWH. Hallelujah. YHWH. So it's pronounced, in fact, the name is written in such a way that you can't even pronounce it. Hallelujah. Interesting. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So is a name reserved for God alone. No one, see, you cannot talk, you cannot make a sentence and say, I am. No, you use another word. Because that word is for God. Reserved for God. Do you understand? You can't make a sentence and say, I am here. Eh? You can't say that. Because I am in itself is God's name. So you have to go around it your own way and make sure you say that you are here without putting I am to it. Are you following me? Glory to God. because I have this reserve for God. Then Jesus shows up and says, I am with you. In John 14, he says, in John 14, verse 7. John 14, 7. Sorry, verse 6. Jesus said to him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the way. He uses it again. I am. He met the woman at the well. And the woman asked, we know that the Christ is going to come. That should be John 4. He said, we know that the Christ is going to come. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus replied in verse 26. He says, and Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And we looked at that word in the Greek. That word is, I am speaks to you. Wow. Glory to God. I am speaks to you. Glory to God. I am speaks to you. In chapter 8, few chapters after, verses, chapter 8, in verses 54, he gets to verses 58. He was speaking to the Pharisees. The Pharisees are not just my men, no. The Pharisees are guys that are from, they are guys that are from Galilee. Do you understand? Guys from Galilee, they are well astute. In fact, they are the product of their citadel of learning. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are product of their school. Amen. Amen. You are the only fool who has smashed everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So these guys are astute. They are, when the people are astute, these guys are good. The Pharisee, for you to be a Pharisee, you will know the laws of Moses by heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm fine. Okay. Hallelujah. My director of service has corrected me. Hallelujah. So, for you to be a Pharisee, you will know the law of Moses by heart. You will be able to read from Genesis to Deuteronomy without blinking. Are you following me? They are astute. You will quote it. So these are not people that you met at Block L10 that are telling you the Ten Commandments is Romans. No. These are not people that you will quote you will quote the first fruit, where's the first fruit? So these are not those kind of people. These are astute guys. And Jesus got talking to them. Now, they are intelligent. I follow him, intelligent. And Jesus got talking to them. Jesus went to set to them in verses 20, in verses 54, which should have been 54. Okay, no, verse 56. That Abraham rejoiced to see his day, and were glad. I was glad. And they asked him, they responded to that, they said, how old are you? Are you even up to 50? And you say, Abraham rejoiced to see your day. Then Jesus now said, before Abraham was. Now, if you are saying before Abraham was, I existed, that would have been Mao. They wouldn't have done what they wanted to do to him. But he said, before Abraham was, I am. That is strong. So the Bible says they pick up stones, found stones. Because when they pick up stones in their world, when you pick up stones, it means that person has done what is abominable. That person has done what is worthy of, has done something that is worthy of death. He has said something, he has blasphemed. Ah, this guy don't blaspheme. How can he say? Now he's not saying, they are not picking up stones to tell him, why would you say you see no Abraham? No. You know, that is how we would have read it before now. We would have read it before now. But look at that word, I am. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Meaning, I am the God of Abraham. That's what he's saying. Meaning, when you hear God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am he. And he said, this is blasphemy. Hallelujah. And he picked up stones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when Jesus says, I am, use that word, I am, he is saying, or rather, let's put it this way, he testifies to be the God of the Old Testament books. He's the God of the Old Testament books. Hallelujah. He's the God of the Old Testament books. And John will write and say, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Do you see that? Glory to God. It's now going to verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. Glory to the begotten of the Father, and glory to the Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared it. He has said to my that is to say, he has to explain what you are part of. Hallelujah. For what, not just you are part of it passively, you are part of it actively. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And we began looking at one of the characteristics of the I am in the Old Testament book is that he is the healer. Right? Exodus 15:26. He is the healer. Exodus 15:26b. It says, I am. I said, I'm sorry. Exodus 15:26. Let's put it right there. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Hallelujah. It says, I am the Lord who heals you. Now that word heal is the word Rapha. Rapha. Or yeah, the word Jehovah Rapha. Rapha. I am. Now when you use the word I am the Lord, and use that's what tautology, when you say I am the Lord, is tautology. Hallelujah, because it's actually I am healed thee. Do you follow me? I am healed thee. Glory to God. That is a proper name, who said? It's a proper name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a proper name. So he wants to be seen as the healer. That word Rapha is a word used for doctors, right? One who cures an ailment. One who cures an ailment. Something we need to look at today. It says, I will not put that which came upon the Egyptians on you. Now remember, we say it's not God who put that. We'll get here, but we'll see that today. Again, hallelujah. We are coming here shortly. But we said, number one is that it's not God who puts. Hallelujah. It's not God who puts sickness on anyone. So, I will consider that today. I will not allow that which came upon the Egyptians to come upon you. Hallelujah. It says, because I am your Rapha. Do you see that? I am your Rapha. I am your doctor. Now, something you need to see there is that a Rapha has both a curative work and also a preventive work. It says, I would not allow it to come upon you. Preventive. Are you seeing that? Preventive. So therefore, God doesn't just cure illness when it comes, it also prevents it from coming to you. It says, I will not allow that which came upon the Egyptians to come upon you. So he prevents the sickness. Hallelujah. Just like we have preventive medications, like vaccines, right? They prevent you from contacting the sickness, right? Hallelujah. Now, vaccines for measles, vaccines for yellow fever, vaccines for rotavirus, and things like that. Glory to God.
So vaccines are preventive, something like that. So he says, I will not allow something like a preventive means. Hallelujah. So he prevents the sickness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So from scriptures, God wants you to see him as the healer. The healer, the Rapha. Say, he is my Rapha. God wants you to see him as the Rapha. The Rapha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Psalms 103, where we'll be reading, we saw that what he serves, he says, forget not his benefits. Say he heals you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He heals all diseases. Psalms 103 verse 3. Let's look at that quickly. Who were there last week? Let us look at it again today. Verse 2, right? I said, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not his benefits. So his benefit, you say that word benefit implies what he serves, what he gives out. Forget not his benefit. What is his benefit? Look at it very well. Verse 3. Say, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases? Are you following me? So what God serves is healing. He gives healing. Children of the Lord, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases? We are coming to that next week. But we'll look a bit on that today. Hallelujah. Look, mark that word. Forgive your iniquities and heals your diseases. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me say something as regards that. What he does is he forgives your iniquities. Now, the forgiveness there is aphesis, right? The forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Now, he forgives your iniquities. Now, the sign of it will be what? The healing of the diseases. We're going to look at that shortly. Hallelujah. So, the healing becomes the sign of what he will do in redemption. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God wants you to see him as the healer. As the healer. What he gives, what he serves. Also, you will find will be healing also. You have healing. Look at Jesus' ministry. We said 90% of his miracles were healing miracles. Healings. Hallelujah. Healings. You could count, you could handpick the miracles he did. That wasn't healing. Hallelujah. He turned water to wine. That was a miracle. That wasn't healing. Hallelujah. You could count them. What he did, that wasn't healing. Hallelujah. He spoke to the wind and it obeyed. He walked on water. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 90% of every miracle he did was healing. That is what God said. Hallelujah. And he wants you to see him that way. You see, what Bible says is that people trust, people say, you know, you'll find some people who are saved. I love what the man of God said. He said, if you cannot trust God for you, if you cannot trust him for your healing, how come you say you trust him for salvation? Are you following me? Because if you can trust him for salvation, you then sure should trust him for your healing. Hallelujah. I follow you. You then should trust him for healing. Glory to God. Glory to God. But we have a lot of people who trust more in doctors than God as healers. They trust more in doctors. And we said many times, this is due to information, right? Information. That faith and unbelief strive for the information. Faith and unbelief does not work in a vacuum. They work with the information, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They work with information. So what information do you have about God? At least the people who have more trust in doctors say, what you gonna do? Okay, I trust the doctor. He has done her. But then I did 5 blood, this thing for this person, this person, this person, this person.
Trust the doctor, guys.
Oh.
Some people are like that.
What about God? They say, don't worry. Let me just meet the doctor first.
If you don't trust God for their healing,
hallelujah.
Yes.
But it's not supposed to be that way. I would say many a times because of the information they had or they have concerning healing. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Concerning healing. Because wrong information will produce wrong thinking. We said that last week. We produce wrong thinking. And wrong thinking will produce wrong believing. And wrong believing will produce wrong speaking. Wrong information produces wrong thinking. Wrong thinking produces wrong believing. Wrong believing produces wrong speaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I heard a story from Pastor Shego. He gave a story about a young lady who he used to teach years back that came to meet him and said, "Sir, listen to this.
Listen to this.
I guess the lady now is married and
was it that?
No. I guess she was having a bit of challenges. And I'm going to tell you something that is quite peculiar around me or that happened around me, similar to that too. So that some people are not going on straight or smooth around her. And she now said, she went to meet the pastor, listen to this word, or Sia. And Sia said, it is because she has done that. What is happening to her was because of the amount of people she has killed. How did she kill them? Because she had done several abortions. So therefore, it is affecting her now that God is taking revenge. How about that? God is taking revenge. That's interesting, you know. Hallelujah. See, for you to believe that, is there, remember I said information. Now, the lady might have just taken it as faith. And because of what I've done when I was young, God is now dealing with me when I'm old. See, that is, I want to borrow a word. That is stupid thinking. In fact, me saying is stupid thinking is a, I'm trying to put icing on the cake. Hallelujah. Because the person who said that is a fool. To think God will be dealing with you because of that. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Neither am I saying abortion is good. And if you think I'm saying so, you are a bigger fool. Hallelujah. You are. Glory to God. Amen. Because it is stupidity to think God is dealing with you. Remember I said something to us yesterday, that the gospel goes to the roots of man's problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man's relationship. Amen. So, you know, what he was able to tell the lady was the fact that, see, it can be God. Even if you are not taught anything, you should remember what I taught you years back. Remember what I taught you years back. Hallelujah. Because that has produced wrong thinking around her. Wrong thinking about around her. Glory to God. See, some people think, he said, even a man told her that what is happening to Paul. He said, look at Paul. He said, even when Paul became saved, Paul still suffered for what he did. Interesting. You know, we looked at those things last week, right? Right? On scripture, we looked at those things. When Paul said, thorn in the flesh. We looked at that and we saw that thorn in the flesh was actually sickness. Right? When he talked about, when he gets to Galatians, he spoke about infirmity in his body. We saw that that infirmity was more sickness. So, you know, you begin to ask yourself, where do people get it from? Not coming down to study well. That's where they get it from. Hallelujah. So he said to the person, he said, look at Paul. After Paul was done dealing with Christians, and I'm not saved, God now dealt with him. So God was waiting for him to be born again so he can deal with it. Even yourself, you need repentance. Hallelujah. How can you say that? I said, just let's go back again. Was it only Paul that was persecuted? You see, you must actually understand something. Who wrote the book of Acts? Who? Luke. Who is Luke? Luke was Paul's disciple. Who was Luke writing to? Luke was writing to Theophilus. That's why you have to learn how to study. Nothing wrong with teaching. Luke was writing to Theophilus. Why was he writing? Who was writing about? Was writing in defense of Paul. So it is Paul that he wrote to. Mostly. In the book of Acts. Are you following me? So for you to get to Paul in chapter, that should be chapter 12. I mean, no, chapter 9. Isn't that not 12? Chapter 9. For you to get to Paul in chapter 9, he needed to write the history of the church. Are you following me? From the resurrection, which is what? From chapter 1. It's just how Moses will write Genesis. Moses will write Genesis to the children of Israel in the Exodus concerning who? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, Genesis is about who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Are you following me? But for you to write about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you will go back to what? They want the genealogy of Abraham. So, you trace it back to Adam. Are you following me? So that is why it becomes funny when people get to Genesis 1 and they are thinking Genesis 1 is creation story. How can you see that as creation story? Because you don't come for me. Hallelujah. It's not creation story. It's salvation story. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Glory to God. Glory to God. So, because when you get to the book of Acts, you see Paul. But before Paul even started facing persecution, who was facing persecution? Was Peter not facing persecution? Didn't they write about Peter? John and the other apostles? They were facing persecution. In fact, Paul was not there. Paul was not one of the disciples when they flogged them. And he said, Paul saw. Okay, what did Peter and the other apostles do? That, okay, now what were they paying for? Are you following me? When God spoke to Ananias concerning Paul. What did he say concerning Paul? He said, the things he will suffer for my sake, for my name's sake. Right? Not for what he has done. Are you following me? Wrong thinking. People think God, they don't know God. He visits the iniquity of the Father upon the children. God will come for you. Like, I have a friend where one of my friends years back, we had a discussion and then that came and the guy was just talking. He said, see, something similar. He said, see, very interesting. He said, God forgives sin, but God does not forget sin. How about that for a doctrine? Hallelujah. He said, he was trying to give us pep talk, and I like that. He doesn't want us to do something bad. Well, when you guys live in secondary school and was talking to us, and say, I like what you guys are not doing. You guys are not doing ministry, you guys are not doing work. You know, it's good. Don't do bad things, don't follow women, don't do this, don't do that. He doesn't say, because you know, see, God used to forgive, oh, God forgives, but God does not forget. He said, you will pay for your sins. How about yourself? He said, see, God does not forget, you pay for it. He knows what that is, to give us a good pep talk. That doesn't mean you should say nonsense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. That's why I just told my friend, God forgives and forgets you.
Amen.
So many people have that kind of mindset. They think because something is not going right with you, you go, is it because he is going to punish me because I did not come for GPLR last year? You look at your life. Look at your life. So God is punishing you because you're not up for GPLR. Hallelujah! 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 But because you came late for GPR, that is why Asna did nothing this year. Both of you.
What was it?
You are the reason why Asna moved. Hallelujah! God need not take past judgment. I have the judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following me? Amen. Amen. So let's continue. So you have to watch those wrong things. Watch it. Watch it. Glory to God. So God doesn't reward evil. God doesn't reward with evil right now, rather. God doesn't reward with evil. God doesn't reward with evil. Always know that. God doesn't reward with evil. Have you heard this? Have you heard this gist? Or is it a gist now? No, not a gist. This slogan. He will despise for you because you're not tight. Have you not heard that before? It is tight for you because you're not tight. I can remember something happened in my previous place of work. So someone that came to me, in fact, the person knows my stand on tightening for a long time. So I was around 2016. So, and something happened around. He now came to meet me. Spark. Can you not see the reason why this seems like this? Had it been you have paid your tithe? Then look at it. Look at it very well. This is tithe. Tithe what? Reason why it's even tithe? And then God, let me tell you something. The same thing that is happening to me. It's also happening to people that are paying their tax. I call like three people. Is it person not tithing too? Or is it tithe not enough? Or is it cheating God? Don't be stupid. Hallelujah. Don't be stupid. So the reason why things are tight on you is because you are not tithing. So you pay your tithe for things not to be tight. Interesting. Hallelujah. So if God is passing his judgment. You are not tithing, so that is why the windows of hell. You think it's tittering. Wind. This is our on top. I know we are the kings, but you know, I need to start. I'm going to rub you here. I'll rub you here. Oh my God. I'll rub you here. You know what they said, you know, this is. That they have William, they have Louis. That sounds like a sweet. The name of the sweet, they have Louis. They have a little G with them. London used to, yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Please, let's come back. So God also rewarded evil. Look at John 9:1. Jesus healed Jesus healed someone who was blind from there. And look at what somebody asked him. Who sinned that this child was born blind? Did you see that? A child was born blind. And they asked, who sinned? Is it this boy or the parents? Did you see?
Because they were thinking, what was their thought? They were thinking, God is paying back. You see that? They were thinking, God is paying back. Look at Jesus' response in verse 2. Are you there? Did I show you this last week? Are you sure? I was there last week. Okay. Verse 3, Jesus replied them, neither this man nor his parents sin. That is the answer to the question. Neither this man nor his parents sin. So God is not doing payback time. God has got no time. If God is not doing payback time, who will stand? No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I could remember one time me and a brother went into the hospital. We're having discharge hour. I've not said for liberation. So, well, he's not directly under our ministry as at then. So we went out together just near him. And you know, we're moving from ward to ward. I was laying hands on people. You know, we're laying hands and telling them, discharge. You know, discharge. And we go to this place. With that, I wanted to lay hands. You know what I said? The man of God will. That was striking. You're like, wait, sir. Then I said to the guy, sir. This is what he said. He said, God said, you are there, and if you laugh, I will slap you spiritually. He said, God said, the reason why you are sick, the reason why you are in this bed, is because you stole church offering money. Go and return it, and it shall be free. I was like divided by two. You know, every atom of, you know, who from what to what? I've been to say this for years. Have I ever said this before? Have I said it? I have. Wow. I was surprised. I've never seen this dimension before. I'm there. What a dimension. God is dealing with him because he stole offering money. And God dealt with him with sickness. Interesting, right? Hallelujah. If I can remember, what was the last place we went to for that day? And even for that year together. Because I couldn't just wrap my head around it. I caught him. I said to the Lord, see. Can God? Because what actually started me was when he said, God said. You know, I said, can God? Tell her that. See, it's never to me, can God? Because I was trying to settle those things within my head. God. It can be God. Do you understand? But today, do you know that today, I can handle that situation well. Hallelujah. Yes. Are you following me? Yeah. I can. Glory to God. But can be God? That is my God. When I mean that can be God, it's not what he had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that can be God that brought sickness on me. Are you following me? He can be God. God could move between. Number one is, if you understand that the offering does not leave the earth realm. If you know what I mean? You understand that the offering does not leave the earth realm. Then you understand what I mean, that it can be God. Glory to God. How does it do that? So if you are thinking it's God, have you not read what David did on the Sabbath day? You can you remember what I'm going to? Matthew 12:5, right? Then he ended up being Anagino school. Glory to God. And he ate the shoebread. What was more lawful for him to eat? Let that man say, stealing is good. Hallelujah. But God wouldn't put sickness on someone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, God doesn't reward evil. I mean, God doesn't reward with evil. Not God doesn't reward evil. I take back that. God doesn't reward with evil. No. No, God doesn't reward with evil. Doesn't reward with evil. Look at Jesus before he died on the cross. Look at, he's a typical example of God's character. They flogged him, they beat him, they mocked him, they spat on him. Right? Right? They called him the King of the Jews in mockery. They laughed at him. They did not flog him one king. You know, those of you who have gone to Evo Secondary School had a flogging, you know, they think that had a problem. They whipped him without control. I want to, you know, those kind of kids that they flog you without control? When I try to hold like this, they are hitting me, they are hitting. They flog them without control. And at the end, what did he say to them? God punish you all? No. That was what he said to them. Hallelujah. That was what he said to them. He says, God is going to judge you. No. He says, God, forgive them. Right? Right? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is God's character. God doesn't pay evil with evil. No, he doesn't. Look at another one. A man who denies him, his associate, Peter, denied him three times. Peter denied him. But when he resurrected first, who did he go to see first? Rocky Road. He went straight to Rocky Road. He didn't say, you know, I resurrected, I've come for you. You want
here?
Ah! You know, you denied me three times. I will show you today I am Jehovah.
No!
Hallelujah! You went to Peter! Hallelujah! In fact, including Peter, he said to Mary, he said, I go to my God and your God. Hallelujah! Including Peter! You know, see, this is God. I believe it. This is our God. So take those things off your mind that God is beginning people. I remember when there was one person like that, sister like that, in this Sierra Leone that came out like that. What's her name? Can you remember her name that was insulting pastors? I didn't even take note of her. There was something pastor that said this one went to hell, went to heaven. You say, Bola? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, evangelist something. Hallelujah. Listening. Because this government is not here. Hallelujah. So, when Ebola was struck, there was now this conspiracy theory that Ebola struck from the same country where they were insulting pastors. You know, some pastors were being insulted, or some people who felt slighted, and now took it as a conspiracy theory. Hallelujah. And I said, Ebola came as a result of the power that what? That was where they were insulting pastors from. So God is taking revenge. Give yourself small prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we have the teaching or revelation of God, what do we see concerning God? He doesn't take pleasure in the death of sinners. Hallelujah. So you can never be God. Are you following me? He says, who forgives all their iniquities, not some, all their iniquities. Hallelujah. And heals all their diseases. Did you see that? forgives all their iniquities and heals all their diseases. Look at something else. Psalm 107 verse 21, where we read often. Something else in it. Come on. I feel I'm walking too slow. Psalm 107 verse 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I guess I need to be fast now. Because I'm looking at that. I'm going to be very slow. I think I'm not too much. Okay. Psalms 107. Is that what I said? Verse 20. It said, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. All that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his work. Works, wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So let's look at that together. He says, he says this word. You know, this is what we sing in song. Right? You are the Lord that he led me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and you healed all disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Now, yeah, where we take that from, where we sang that song from, yeah, he's talking about what has happened in the past. Hallelujah. Now, it doesn't mean God is not a healing God. Right? Right? But the psalmist is writing something. Now, I want you to see something. He says, he heals. I mean, he has delivered from their destruction. What I remember said, he sent his word, healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something you need to see is what happened there? Okay, I don't have it here. But let me go to the way it's constructed. Hallelujah. He heals them of their diseases who come after. After the deliverance from their destruction. That is how it is arranged in the Hebrew. Hallelujah. So the destruction comes first before the healing from their disease. But that is just construction. But it goes down to what I'm about to say now. But isn't the word destruction? That is the word in the Hebrew, sheshit. In the Hebrew, sheshit. S-H-E-C-H-I-Y-T-H. S-H-E-C-H-I-Y-T-H, Sheshit, is from the word Shasha. Not Shasha, Shasha, S-H-A-C-H-A-H. It's from the word Shasha. That word Shasha is the word that implies to fall down. To fall down. You get it? To fall down. And if you look at it, the way it's constructed here, it's used for oppression. Hallelujah. So he said, he delivers them from oppression. Hallelujah. From oppression. So what he's doing here is that he's describing how he led them out of oppression, that is destruction, as being healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's describing sickness as oppression. Sickness as oppression. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He likened the sickness to oppression. Glory to God. Likened the sickness to oppression. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. It's coming back to us again. Sickness as oppression. In Acts 10:38, Luke will say, Acts 10:38, Peter teaching. In the house of Cornelius, you say how the Lord anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost. Now, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. No, we read it as this. How the Lord anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and heart. No, it's with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. How the Lord anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power he went about doing good. Are you following me? With power he went about doing good. Doing what? Healing all who were oppressed of the devil. You need to see that. It says healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Now when you use that word oppressed, that is the word in the Greek, katadunestio. 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 It's from a compound word. Okay, katadunestio. K-A-T-A-D-U-N-A-S-T-E-U. I think that again, D-U-N-A-S-T-E-U-O. Katadunestio. Now, there's from a compound word of kata and dunatis. The word kata implies to put down, the way you put something down, to put down. And the word dunatis is the word that is used for power, authority, great authority. Where you have the word dunamis for, dunamis, power, authority. So what that word implies, it implies to exercise authority against. To exercise authority against is used for oppression. Hallelujah. Now, it says, who went about healing all who were under the oppression of who? The devil. Look at how Peter used that word for Jesus. He says, he went about. Who went about? Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So, something to see is that Jesus shows us that you cannot separate the devil from sickness. He calls it healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Are you following me? Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 You know, I thought I was going to teach you something like this years back.
Let me pause something.
Please. That's all they put to the book. Always lead. I'm going to answer that in this series. Since I've said it, I'm going to answer it. Let me not just jump into it now. Hallelujah. I'm going to answer it. That is when I begin to talk about the things of medicine, science, and God, the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there is nothing that the power of God cannot heal, cannot change. Glory to God. There is nothing that the power of God cannot change. Glory to God. For I'm going to teach us on that too. Amen. Even me, I'm surprised that I remember this. Amen. Remember, you are like, brought down. The guy was not inquisitive to know, sir, what is, what happened? There are all these people that want to get cliche. What happened? Why is it that there is no. So yeah. But now the guy is okay, he's fine, and it's no longer in psychiatric home. Yeah, and he didn't stay in psychiatric home for up to 3 months. He was released and was confirmed normal. So the guy is, I'm serious, it's wonderful now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But when he now left psychiatric home finally, he did not come to Jesus anymore. Can you not see? Amen. But you know, that is how you, when we get to that, we'll look at it together. But something to see that Jesus shows us that you cannot separate the devil from sickness and disease. Hallelujah. You cannot. There's nothing like the sickness is natural. You know, some people carry say some nonsense like it's hereditary. Like this grandfather, my father, in our family. Sure, don't say nonsense. I am, and that is part of what I have to tell you. Information. Are you following me? Information. Don't say such things. Glory to God. There's nothing as it is natural. There's nothing like it is hereditary. No! A sickness is a sickness. I don't see that start. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, something we have to observe is that whenever Jesus heals the sick in the multitudes, he always casts out demons. We're going to see that now. when he heals the sick, when there are multitudes of people sick, you see that he casts out demons. Matthew 4. Are you there? 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in all the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases amongst the people. Hallelujah. Amongst the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria. His fame went throughout all Syria. Many people began to talk about it. Right? Information began to fly. And they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon possessed. Now, what do you think? Those who were demon possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Epileptics. You know, people say, epilepsy. You know, I've never heard people say epilepsy, it runs in my family. Have you not heard people say that? That family, they are epileptic. Have you not heard that? That is in their generation, in their DNA. And you not say it. No! Don't be stupid! Don't say that! Are you hearing me? Don't be found saying that. Hallelujah! Epilepsy. The first day I saw somebody with epilepsy, I was crying. So Satan can do this. I'm serious. Yes, I saw this person in my market. In the night. The guy was down drinking. On addition to the drinking, he just fell down. And you could see the way the guy was battling with his life. I'm like, Jesus, Satan is wicked. I follow you. Speak on it. Glory to God. Glory to God. But what did Jesus do? He healed them all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you find him healed. Cast out demons. Matthew 8, verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Matthew 8:16. All who were sick, he cast out demons. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 5. Even the apostles too, you find it. You find them doing this in Acts 5. When they brought the sick, that the shadows of Peter would heal them. Acts 5:12. You know what it says? And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all in one accord in so much part. Yet none of the rest dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitude of both men and women. And they brought the sick out into the street and laid them on the bed and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing might fall on them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits. And they were all healed. In Acts 6, just a chapter away, we see Stephen. Though we didn't go, we're not expressly told us that he cast out demons, but we saw signs and wonders among the people in Bethel, and said Stephen, full of faith and power, did great signs, did great wonders and signs among the people. Hallelujah. So was not explicit, but he did signs and wonders, which will include what healing the sick, casting out demons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 6 to 7. Look at Philip. And the multitude, with one accord, heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So, wherever you have a multitude of sickness, like an epidemic, like pandemic, epidemic, just ravaging a particular area, like an outbreak, Satan is always involved. Are you hearing me? Who is always involved? Satan is always involved. Demons are always involved. Demons are always involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demons are always involved. Remember last week we began looking at what? Specifics, right? Because in specific, you know what is happening in the multitude, right? Hallelujah. So, see, that is always involved. It's already gone. Look at Luke. Luke 13. Luke 13. Are you in Luke 13? There is nothing you cannot do. Nothing you cannot change. Nothing you cannot turn around. You are able. Okay, Luke 13:10. Time's up. Luke 13:10. Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Do you see that? Spirit of what? Infirmity. 18 years. This is not 1 year, it's not 2 months old. 18 years. A long time. A child who was born is already a teenager that can vote and be voted for. 18 years. And what was the infirmity? She was bent over and it could no way raise herself up. She was bent over, something like this. Have you seen people walk like this before? Hallelujah. She was bent over. Glory to God. Was bent over. I couldn't walk. I mean, sorry. Was bent over for 18 years. Possibly that, in fact, that she is. Right? In fact, that would even be come her normal 18 years, it would be normal for her. Do you understand? To her, it would have become a normal, this is how I'm destined to be. I don't know how to say that. Hallelujah. She has conformed her life that way. The first time and the last time I've seen someone bent over like this was when I was small. Very small. I was around 97. That's when I traveled home, I know the woman over there. That was like this. Is that true? Bent over. And Jesus said, he's a spirit. It's demonic. Demons are in charge. To her is a path. Eva, she goes to front like this. She goes like this to front. She's already bent over. She doesn't need any bending again. Do you know life would have taken a new turn for her? Are you following me? Medically, they can begin to give you different names. This is called the myopic epitomic epilepsy, the inflammation of the nonsense. It's the one. I am the one. That's what I'm going to show you also. See, that's the things you can know how it happened. But there's a demon attack. There was sickness that I knew how it happened. was just when I was drinking warm water, there was something that was, it was, they now tell you is potassium, I've just started to use one. They now call a combination of a chemical and a botanical name, and magic, and it arises from when pipes are dirty, there's a fungus that now grows into the water, and because the water was not sterile, you now drank it, and now caused this and that. So you now know, okay, because when I was drinking that water from that tap, that was why this thing happened. And I've been there for 2, 4 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and then it's normal. Sir, I can't even tell you how it happened. Because that my former compound, I could remember the guy drank that water. That was, you are giving an excuse on the devil! You can know how it happened naturally. I don't care. But when it's a devil, it's a devil. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Say, sir, I understand. But, sure. Glory to God. Let me just round up today. Amen. How? So she had that idea. So maybe they've told her all the inflammation of the upper region, the inflammation of the waist. That is why your bone marrow has now taken a new turn, causing the abdominal nonsense. And she took it in 18 years. 18 years. There are some people who tell you arthritis is normal to them. Because they've been in arthritis for years. Have you seen people? I heard someone said he has been having arthritis for 10 years. I said, how do you keep up with the pain? He said, don't get to that point where you allow the abnormal to become normal. He said, it's normal now. It's normal for you to be on pain? Is that God's plan? No! It's not normal. Don't tell me it's normal. You have arthritis for 10 years, 15 years. And you've been visiting the hospital. And nothing has happened? And you think it's normal? No, it can't be normal. Child of God, it can't be normal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So she had that event for years. Prior to now, or what I mean now, so Jesus' incarnation, the way they view sickness, they view sickness as sometimes God punishing them. Because of that, how they view it. Sometimes that's God punishing them. We just read John 9, where they asked, was it the man that sinned? Was it this boy that sinned or his spirit? Do you get? So they view sickness as God punishing them. Remember, when we had introduction to the revelation of God, I said, in the 39 books, you will find what? Human experience that tried to explain God. Right? 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 Human experience that tried to explain God. Glory to God. But God can only be explained well in the 39 books. Can only be explained in the scriptures. In Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they either view sickness as God punishing men or a reward system for being wrong. But in Genesis 1:3, as we close, in Genesis 1:3, it's evident. Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light in the face of darkness. And we looked at that yesterday, we said that is the heart of man, right? The heart of man, who is without the Spirit. Verse 4, and I said, and God saw the light, and it was good, right? Right? So the light will be what God does. Hallelujah. The light and it was good. And he does what? He separated the light from the darkness. That's what God does. He separates the light from the darkness. He separates good from evil. Are you following me? He separates good from evil. That is, there will be distinction between God's work and the work of darkness. There will be distinction. He separates good from evil. There will be distinction. Hallelujah.
So that means when I read the scriptures, I will see God's work. And I will see what is not God's work. Hallelujah. Which will be what? Man's choice, caused by man's unbelief, man's wickedness. But at the root of it is the devil. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Or behind the scene is the devil. An example will be Job. Look at Job. Job lost his family, lost everything. Right? And what did he say? He said, God given and God. What people quote today in the church, they say, God given and God. He said, in those I came, in those I shall. Interesting. Something I forgot to point out to us yesterday, because after what I saw it, was on the fact that Job, when the book of Job was written, Job is an historical figure that existed within the same time as Abraham, around the same period as Abraham, and but not. I can't say Israel, because Israel was not even in the scene. Israel as a nation was not even found. You know that? But yet, Job knows who God is. I want to say that to you yesterday. Those of you around will be able to put it in your book. So that means Christianity is not an Israeli gospel. It's not the gospel that emanated from Israel. Right? Was that what we said yesterday? Hallelujah. The gospel is not an Israel's message. No. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. It does not belong to any nation. It does not belong to any nation. Glory to God. And neither was Israel the only nation that knows God. And we saw Melchizedek, right? Now I'm telling you Job. There was Job. We saw Jethro, right? Hallelujah. So there were other nations that had knowledge of God outside Israel. Amen. I needed to see that. Okay. No problem. So, just like Job. That is human experience. He thought God was the one dealing with him or dealing with his children for what they have done. You know, he said, so that he should in case they've done something wrong, I sacrifice on their behalf. I'm making atonement on their behalf. Maybe they've done something wrong. So when that happened, he said, what I fear most has come upon me. Why? He feels God is dealing with his children. No. But you know, the record of Job makes us see that at the background is good. At the background, you must always see that. But Job was writing or was saying what Job, what we say Job was talking about was human experience. Hallelujah. Human experience that tried to explain God. God give us and take it. Some people think it, well, don't worry, we're going to talk about that. God kills. No, God doesn't kill. God doesn't kill. Hallelujah. God doesn't kill. Never see God as a killer. He doesn't. At the back of every sickness, at the root of it is the devil. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid to say, I don't want to call the devil. No, don't just call it. No, I don't want issues. You don't want to walk? Hallelujah. It's the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the writer of Job makes us see that behind the death of his children is the devil. But Job thought it was God. Hallelujah. They thought it was God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, at the back of it is the devil. So, Jesus said to the woman, what did he tell the woman? Woman, thou art loose from the infirmity. We'll pick it up from that perspective. He said to the woman, thou art loosed. Hallelujah. Yes, and that is what people use for women conferences today. Woman, thou art loosed. I don't know how that works. Women conference, title, woman, thou art loosed. Now you come and I'm hearing, is your husband not treating you? Woman, down what to do.
And you see, what are you going to have to do at this conference? It's just, it's because you're not reading the content. Read the content. But say, I'm going to wait for what the content. The woman, it's an empowerment of the family, it's an empowerment for women. Especially when the men in your life that need your beef, and you are like the narrow the way that leads to heaven.
Hallelujah. And as I see, you need to attend this empowerment meeting. Now when you are out, the blood will be the way.
You understand? And it's a quality title. That is woman, thou art loose. In essence, you do not take off for me.
Because you know. The word thou art loose is used for what?
A woman who was bent over by a demon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to look at that word. Thou art loose. Hallelujah. Woman, thou art loose. Very important.
Hallelujah.
So from next week, we're going to kick off from there.
But one thing you must know is that at the root of every sickness is the devil. And like what I used to say to us years back, I said it to some of us who are now pastors, like I'll say, if you get to anyone who is sick, right? I'll say, all of us deal with the devil, right? Right? Those of you are like, I thought that years back, I said, deal with the devil. All of us. In fact, I was not like this. Tell the devil out of that one. Hallelujah. And what we do? When I get that to lay hands on the sick, you know, most of what I know is that if you follow me before to the hospital to pray for the sick, the first thing that says, out! What? That's our strength. Well, you know, I listened to our mission back a whole lot. Hallelujah. You deal with the devil. You deal with the devil. Hallelujah. Growing up as a younger Christian, I was trained to see that for every sickness there's a demon. Never try to separate the devil. Are you separating him? Are you having a demon? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you deal with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no secret that is natural. There's no secret that is natural. Whether it's hereditary, you call it or what? It's not natural. Hallelujah. If it's hereditary, you are the break, you are the end of it. Your family is the end of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If any member of your family suffers in it, they are healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, healings to their bodies right now.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, right now they are healed in their bodies.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. There's a pulse in that flow right now. There's a pulse in that flow right now. Oh, there's a pulse. There's a pulse in that flow. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. No more will high BP be called hereditary for you or for your family. No more will epilepsy be called hereditary for you and your family. Oh, yes. Healings. Right now. Streams of healings. Streams of healings. Oh, streams of healing. Yes, right now. And they are healed. Oh, 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 they are healed. The hold of Satan is off them. The hold of Satan is off them. And they are healed. Oh, the hold of Satan is off them. It's off them and they are healed. Oh, and they are healed. Oh, and they are healed. And they are healed. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, they are healed. Oh, they are healed. Pie will no longer be called hereditary. Oh, ulcer will no longer be called hereditary. And they are healed. And they are healed. And they are healed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Short sightedness will no longer be called hereditary. And they are healed. And they are healed. All of it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I speak to seasonal sicknesses. Amen. Seasonal sicknesses that come on and off. Come on and off. Seasons. Last season they come.
and they moved like that, and they moved like that for years. And they told you that it happens like that in the family. It just comes like that and like that. Man of God, you have to stop that fear first. Deal with that fear in your own side first. Oh, you may be palpitation and combination. You may be palpitation and combination whether you escape it or not. See, deal with it first. Deal with that fear first. Deal with that fear first and now. Deal with it first and now. Oh, Jesus is the healer. Oh, Jesus is the healer. See him as the healer. See him as the Rapha. The Rapha. The doctor, both for curative and preventive. Oh, yeah, see him first as the Rapha. And for that, the hold of Satan is taken away.
Amen.
And they are healed. Oh, and they are healed.
Amen.
Oh, they are healed.
Amen.
I speak concerning your mom, and you know, and they are healed.
Amen.
Oh, she is healed. She and your brother, they are healed. That sister illness will not come anymore. Oh, they are healed. Oh, they are healed. They are healed. They are healed because the hold of Satan is taken away from the family. Oh, yeah, there's a break. There's a break of it. There's a break of it. And they are healed. And they are healed. And they are healed. Oh, just thank you. Let us worship you. Give your peace and thank you. Give your peace and thank you. Oh, you are healed.